This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This week around the country, we've read of the Ku Klux Klan reestablishing itself. You know, humans have a fundamental biologic need to belong and be a member of a group. Those who are excluded from a group often suffer from stigma. And we know that people who feel socially alienated or rejected from groups are at risk for behavioral, emotional, and physical problems. Examples of those who suffer from stigma include people who are developmentally slow, obese, have disfiguring skin conditions, and are members of certain racial or ethnic groups. Stigmatization, then, is the process of systematically excluding certain people because they possess certain characteristics or belong to certain subgroups. Groups have norms, sometimes for protection, but also to assure the best interest of the group. Humans are not alone in forming groups and excluding individuals. In other species, this is done for survival purposes. The clearest example is territoriality, seen in mammals and fish and reptiles. Individuals are kept out of defined areas. This is often so that group members can monopolize food and mating partners. Social hierarchies also serve an evolutionary purpose. In primates and in lions, these caste systems serve to limit resources to those at the bottom so that those at the top can survive and gain social benefit. In nature, groups provide some strong survival advantages. They allow for the management of limited resources. They reduce the chance of infectious diseases, and they maximize the chance of producing healthy offspring. As humans, we often stigmatize those who are outside of our group, and there are benefits of stigmatization to the stigmatizer, particularly to build their self-esteem and strengthen their social identity. Those who stigmatize and denigrate others often do so to boost their own self-esteem and put themselves in a psychologically superior position. From a social perspective, two drivers of stigma are danger and visibility. The more visible a characteristic, the easier it is to use it to stigmatize. Skin color, accents, deformities, and the like. And sometimes when a subgroup lacks a visible trait by which to stigmatize, they're often forced to wear a visible mark, such as the Jews being forced to wear a Star of David in Nazi Germany. It is clearer why we stigmatize those who suggest or remind us of danger. We seek to protect ourselves. However, what seems irrational at times is how we estimate a danger. Beliefs that underpin stigmatization are often designed to solve a particular adaptive or social problem. So as we look at our nation's views of Muslims and Jews and African Americans and other subgroups, we need to ask ourselves why these groups are being stigmatized and cast outside of the mainstream. This is Dr. Michael with a second opinion.